Mark Bowden's new book, Guests of the Ayatollah, The First Battle in America's War with Militant Islam, details the events of the Iranian hostage crisis of the late 70s.
I think it's one of the most dramatic and pivotal events in modern times. We look back at this event in 1979, we see our first confrontation with Islamist fundamentalism.
Bowden was brought to Wausau's Grand Theater by Kevin Hermaning, a Mosinee man who remembers the confrontation vividly. As one of the hostages, Hermaning also sees the event as a defining moment.
It has become very apparent that we are in a battle of civilizations.
Bowden's research confirms what Hermaning remembers, that he and the other hostages were interrogated by the man who is now that country's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Hermaning doesn't think the Iranian leader has changed.
Now, you can't take the turban off of a terrorist and put him in a suit and pretend that he still isn't a terrorist and would use nuclear weapons to basically wipe out their political and religious opponents.
And Bowden agrees.
First of all, I think it's important to know that about him so that you understand where he's coming from, how he sees himself and the world and the United States.
Bowden and Hermaning both believe that the Iranian president must be stopped from obtaining nuclear weapons. They would prefer to see that aim accomplished through negotiations and sanctions rather than another use of military force. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.